Now, every year in the early summer where I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, it's pretty common for us to get pretty heavy rainstorms that last only for a short time in the day. Usually it happens between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., and it only lasts for about an hour. And with the sun being late in the day, it appears lower on the horizon. That light shines from west, from the west to the east, and that happens to coincide with the storms that blow over. The storms also blow from west to east. Now, for those of you who understand how rainbows work, that combination of attributes within the sky makes for ideal properties that are needed to make a rainbow. The most brilliant rainbows, in fact, with the clouds, those heavy monsoon clouds filled with rain blowing over, it creates this beautiful dark canvas in the sky on the eastern side of the horizon for those colors in the rainbow to shine and show that refracted light and brilliant colors. It's really amazing to see. So every time that it happens, it's always fantastic. It's always awe-inspiring. You know, a lot of times we will be inside in our home and we'll have one of those heavy rainfalls come and we'll run outside knowing that we can probably expect to see a rainbow. And a lot of times we're right. Now I can only guess, but I venture to say that most of us here today have been fortunate enough to witness a rainbow sprawl across the sky. Hundreds of feet in the air, miles wide, it's a beautiful sight to behold. And if you're like me, it's enough to stop you in your tracks and take a moment to experience it as fully as possible, slack-jawed and in amazement. Rainbows are a very special phenomenon, and I think we're fortunate enough to witness them. With something so beautiful and majestic, it should be no surprise that these phenomena are inspired by God, created by God, and they have some special meaning that I would like to bring out for you today in the Bible. Let's go ahead and start in Ezekiel 1 and read verses 27 and 28. This takes place when Ezekiel is in the midst of a vision. And we'll read this together. So Ezekiel 1, beginning in verse 27. "Also, from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around." Continuing in verse 28. "Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking." This is, a vision that Ezekiel is having when he saw the representation of the glory of God. And we know that it was a vision because there is no man that can view these things physically and live. So it is a vision, but we get a glimpse of the brilliance of what is going on here. We see this bright light, we see a rainbow and these beautiful semi-precious gems shining forth as well. And of course, the rainbow appears in this scene, and it shines around this glorious, bright light that emanates from God. Let's go over to Revelation 4 and read verses 2 and 3, where we can see another depiction of a rainbow. Revelation 4, beginning in verse 2. immediately I was in the Spirit. Again, this is a vision by John, the author of Revelation. And behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, an appearance like an emerald. Again, we have a vision that depicts a witnessing event of God sitting on his throne in heaven. Again, we see this brilliant, bright light shining, surrounded by a gorgeous, beautiful rainbow. Now, do we realize that when we see a rainbow in the sky, that we are seeing a phenomenon that also happens when witnessing the glory of God? You know, before I did this study, before this sermonette, I had never really even considered that this was something that I was experiencing. Now, obviously, it is not a literal reflection around the glory of God. It's just a rainbow in the sky when we see it. But it can be a reminder for us about what it will be like when we are able to see God in his glory. Think about that one next time you see a rainbow in the sky. That thing of beauty is something that is, as we are reading here in this example, it is only a reflection of the light that shines from the glory of God. There are several layers removed from the actual glory of God. And still, it is a wonder to behold. Imagine what it will be like when we will be in spirit and have the ability to see God in his glorified state, standing face to face with him. Imagine that rainbow. It's going to be quite a spectacle. But there's much more to rainbows as well. Please turn back with me to perhaps a scripture that you will be more familiar with, regarding rainbows. And this is in Genesis 9, verses 12 through 17. When I think about rainbows in the Bible, this is usually where I go. This takes place after the flood in Noah's day. Genesis 9, beginning in verse 12. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you. For perpetual generations, I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The rainbow might be a reminder to us of God's glory, but when God sets the rainbow in the cloud here on earth, it is a reminder to him of something very important to him. He remembers when he gazes upon this rainbow that he will be merciful to man, that he will be merciful to all living creatures on the earth, that he will not destroy all life. He remembers his covenant, his promise with all life on earth, and he will not utterly destroy as he did in the days of Noah. And we know, brethren, don't we, that there will be a future time where destruction will encompass the earth such that only God's mercy and God's intervention will be something that can prevent the utter destruction of ourselves. Turn with me to Mark 13, and I'd like to read verses 19 through 20. Mark 13, beginning in verse 19. For in those days there will be tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the creation, which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Brethren, we know for a fact that the times ahead are going to be very dire on the earth. It's getting that way more and more. Mankind will nearly destroy itself. In the days of Noah, God brought destruction upon the earth to stop the violence that encompassed it. Brethren, mankind is responsible for the future destruction that is happening here. But yet, for the elect's sake, for you and I, God will cut those days short. He will be merciful. He will intervene. The rainbow is a reminder that God will never again send a flood to destroy all life on earth. But we also have a promise here that resonates with that same covenant that God has made, that God's mercy will prevail on earth, that he will not allow all men to destroy himself in that prophesied time to come. A rainbow is a very simple thing, but it serves us as a powerful reminder of God's glory. And it also serves as a reminder to God for his covenant with the earth that he will be merciful. When we see a rainbow in the sky, after the most tumultuous storms, we can take comfort knowing that the storm has passed. We can find reason for hope that as violent as things will be, that those times will pass and that God will be merciful upon us. The Bible is clear that there will be absolute bedlam here on earth in a time that is not too far in the future. But we know, just as those monsoon storms pass, those violent times that will prevail on earth, those too will pass. The peace and calm that follows is what God promises in his plan, a plan born out of his love for us, a plan that involves his elect, you and I. The next time you are fortunate enough to see a rainbow in the clouds, I urge you to pause for a moment. Take time to stand in awe and consider a few more things than you might normally do beyond just admiring the beauty in the sky. Take a moment to dwell on the promise of mercy that it represents. Take a moment to consider and be thankful for the glory that you will be able to have the ability to observe a rainbow in a new context. Consider that future time when you and I will be able to witness the full glory of God face to face as a child in the family of God when we are born in spirit.